This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing examples, word-for-word transcripts of what patient hearing looks and sounds like with difficult people in real conversations. See patient hearing in action before you try it yourself. In short, patient hearing is not passive silence. It is an active, disciplined choice to stay fully present with a difficult person until they have said what they actually need to say. Most people think they are listening when they are already preparing their reply. Patient hearing sounds like careful paraphrasing, deliberate silence, and short clarifying questions. The examples below show what it looks like when it works, and what it costs when it fails. Definition: patient hearing examples demonstrate a communication practice where you listen to a difficult person completely, without interrupting, defending, or redirecting, until their real concern surfaces. It requires sustained attention, emotional restraint, and the courage to hold silence when every instinct says to speak. I once watched a senior project manager end a 40-minute standoff in about 3 minutes. She did not say anything clever. She did not use a technique or a framework. She just stopped talking and listened, really listened, in a way that changed the entire room. That was the first time I truly understood what patient hearing looked like in practice, not as a concept, but as something you could see and hear and feel. Definitions tell you what a skill is. Patient hearing examples show you what it costs, what it requires, and what it can actually do. What to listen for before you read these examples. Each of the five scenarios below has a moment where patient hearing either holds or breaks. Before you read them, know what to watch for. Notice where the listener stops their own train of thought. Notice what they do not say. Notice when they paraphrase rather than pivot, when they ask one question rather than three, and when they let silence do the work. The skill shows up in restraint as much as in words. If you read these examples looking only for what the listener says, you will miss half of what makes patient hearing work. Five scenarios that show patient hearing in action. Example 1. The team member who would not back down. A project manager on a 6-person team had a recurring conflict with one member who pushed back on every decision in meetings. The pattern was exhausting. In one session, after the team member interrupted a third time to dispute a timeline, the project manager stopped the meeting. She said, "I want to make sure I understand your concern fully before we go further. Can you walk me through exactly what you think will go wrong?" The team member started talking. She did not interrupt. She did not correct. When he paused, she said, "So if I am hearing you right, your concern is not the deadline itself, but the handover from development that happens the week before. Is that it?" He stopped. He said, "Yes, that is exactly it." The meeting shifted. The actual problem had been buried under 3 meetings of friction. Patient hearing did not resolve the conflict. It located it. You cannot solve a problem that nobody has named yet, and patient hearing is how you get people to name it. Example 2. The new hire with a grievance. A new hire came to her manager 6 weeks in, visibly agitated, and said she felt she was being excluded from key decisions. The manager's first instinct was to explain, to reassure her that the process was standard. He caught himself. Instead, he said, "Tell me what that has been like for you." She talked for nearly 4 minutes. He asked one clarifying question midway. When you say excluded, are you talking about not being informed afterward, or not being part of the conversation at all? She said, "Both, but mostly the second one." He did not justify the team's process. He said, "I hear you. Being left out of the room matters, especially when you are still finding your footing here." She visibly relaxed. The conversation that followed was practical, specific, and short. The manager told me later he nearly jumped in at least 4 times. Patient hearing requires that you notice the urge to speak and choose not to. That is where the discipline lies. Example 3. When patient hearing was absent and the cost was real. This one I want you to sit with because it is the scenario where most people recognize once it is too late. A team leader received a complaint from a long-serving staff member about how recent restructure had been communicated. The staff member came in tense, emotional, and talking quickly. The team leader was under pressure and made the choice, probably without thinking, to redirect early. She said, "I hear your frustration, but let me explain the rationale behind the decision." The staff member went quiet. He nodded. He left. 3 weeks later, he resigned, citing a loss of trust in leadership. What the team leader missed was that the staff member was not asking for an explanation. He was asking to be heard. The phrase "let me explain" is one of the most common ways patient hearing fails. It signals that the listener has already decided what the speaker needs. He did not need clarity about the decision. He needed to know someone understood what it felt like to receive it. If you want to understand why avoiding difficult conversations destroys trust over time, this is the same mechanism when people sense they will not be heard. They stop trying to be. Example 4. A hostile colleague in a one-on-one. Two colleagues had reached an impasse after a disagreement about credit for a shared project. One of them, the one who felt wronged, came into the one-on-one ready to fight. He was sharp from the first sentence. "I am tired of doing the work and watching someone else get the recognition." The other person, to her credit, did not defend herself. She said, "That sounds really frustrating. Tell me specifically where you felt that happened." He named three instances. She paraphrased each one back without disputing a single detail. So the presentation to the director, the handover notes, and the quarterly review, those are the three moments you feel were misrepresented. He said, "Yes," she said, "I want to understand that before we talk about anything else." That one phrase, "before we talk about anything else," is patient hearing made visible. It signals that you are not in a hurry to get to your own point. In tense conversations, that signal can shift the entire dynamic. By the time she offered her own perspective, he was ready to receive it. For more on how to address this kind of interpersonal friction without making it worse, how to address passive-aggressive behavior that erodes team trust covers the terrain directly. Example 5. The person who talked in circles. Some difficult people do not come at you with hostility. They come at you with volume and repetition. A department head I worked with described the team member who would talk around a problem for 10 or 15 minutes without landing anywhere clear. The department head's old approach was to interrupt and summarize early to save time. But every time he did, the team member would backtrack and start again. The conversation took longer, not shorter. He tried something different. He stayed quiet for the full 15 minutes. He took notes. When the team member finally paused, the department head said, "I have been writing down the three themes I hear underneath all of this. Can I check them with you?" The team member said yes. The department head named them. The team member said, "That is it. That is exactly it." The meeting that had previously taken 40 minutes ended in 20. Patient hearing, in this case, was not about emotional attunement. It was about giving the speaker enough space to exhaust the noise so the signal could surface. This connects directly to one of the core ideas in how to give feedback that strengthens rather than breaks a team until someone feels heard. They cannot receive. Patient hearing is the condition that makes the conversation possible. What these scenarios have in common. Looking at the five examples, a few things surface consistently. Patient hearing almost always involves one precise, clarifying question rather than several. The listeners who did it well asked one question and waited. They did not pepper the speaker with options or steer with follow-up questions. One question, then silence. That takes more courage than it sounds. The failure case, example 3, shows the single most common way patient hearing breaks down. The listener decides what the speaker needs before the speaker has finished. The moment you say, "let me explain," you have already stopped listening. You have started speaking to your own internal model of the problem, not the person in front of you. The other consistent pattern is what patient hearing does not sound like. It does not sound like, "I understand how you feel." It does not sound like, "that must be hard." Those phrases, well-intentioned as they are, often land as deflections. Patient hearing sounds like a careful replay of what was just said, followed by check. Is that right? If you are working on how to use I statements to prevent blame cycles, patient hearing is the practice that makes those statements land. Without it, even well-phrased language sounds defensive. What you can take into your next conversation. Here is the truth of it. You will not master patient hearing by reading about it. You will master it by doing it in a moment when every instinct tells you to speak and choosing not to. Before your next difficult conversation, set one simple rule for yourself. Do not respond until you can say back what the other person just said and have them confirm you got it right. That is it. Not a script, not a system. Just that one commitment. If you want to practice before the conversation, look at how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team for grounding, and consider how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts once the conversation is open. Both of those tools work better when patient hearing has first cleared the ground, and when you find yourself mid-conversation noticing the communication mistakes that quietly destroy trust, know that most of them trace back to one where someone stopped listening before the other person stopped speaking. Patient hearing examples like the ones above are not meant to be scripts. They are meant to be mirrors. The more you study what this skill sounds like in practice, the more clearly you will hear it in yourself when it is present and when it is not. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing examples in difficult conversations? Patient hearing examples are realistic scenarios showing someone listening fully without interrupting, defending, or rushing to respond. They reveal the pauses, the reflective responses, and the deliberate restraint that make a difficult person feel genuinely heard rather than managed or dismissed. How do patient hearing examples differ from active listening examples? Active listening focuses on techniques like nodding and paraphrasing. Patient hearing goes deeper. It means staying present without judgment, even when the words are hard, hostile, or confusing. Patient hearing examples show the internal discipline required, not just the external behaviours. What does patient hearing sound like in a real conversation? It sounds like short, careful responses, a brief paraphrase, a clarifying question, or simple silence. Patient hearing examples often show what is not said as much as what is. The person practicing it avoids defending, explaining, or redirecting until the other person has fully finished. Can patient hearing work with genuinely hostile people? Yes, and the patient hearing examples in real workplaces show that it often disarms hostility faster than a direct challenge. When a difficult person feels fully heard, their emotional pressure drops. That does not mean the conflict is resolved, but it creates the conditions where resolution becomes possible. What happens when patient hearing is absent in a conversation? Without patient hearing, conversations with difficult people tend to escalate quickly. One person cuts off the other, defences go up, and the real issue never surfaces. The cost is not just a bad conversation, it is the accumulated damage of problems that never get named, let alone solved. How do I practice patient hearing before a difficult conversation? Prepare a single opening question and commit to listening for at least 90 seconds before you respond. Rehearse what you will do when the urge to interrupt arrives. Breathe, stay still, and wait. Review patient hearing examples beforehand so you know what the skill looks and sounds like in practice. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblackthorne.com to get your copy.